This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow night at home against Buffalo, it gets going. It is hockey season here in Pittsburgh. Joined at this time by Penguins forward, new Penguins forward, Brandon Tanev here on the Fan Morning Show. Brandon, good morning. How is everything?
Great. How about yourself?
We're great. Thank you so very much for talking to us this morning. Start with the obligatory question, as we don't know the line configurations for sure yet, but the obligatory, welcome to Pittsburgh. You've played on the top line a little bit in practice, going through some things in workouts. What's it like to be with Sid? I mean, that's like the obligatory question we ask everybody when they come into town. The skill level, the way in which that line flies around, what's it been like in your introduction to it?
It's been amazing. I mean, he's been great so far and teaching me some things, but I think it's just really special to see how hard he works in practice and how dedicated he is to growing his game. And it's really exciting. I think everyone had a great summer, and everyone's really excited to get the season going tomorrow.
You spent the summer back in Toronto, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so let's set the scene. It's July 1st. And I don't know, maybe you just got done with one of those wild Gary Roberts workouts where he runs you into the ground for 3 hours at a time. And Wade Arnott, your agent, calls you up and says, the Penguins got a 6-year deal on the table. What's your first reaction to that?
I mean, that's very exciting. You know, you want to go somewhere and where you have a chance to compete for the Stanley Cup and ultimately win the Stanley Cup. But I think you want to go somewhere where it's the right fit in the right organization. I think you want to go to a city that's got a great hockey history, and I think, you know, that checked all the above when speaking to Pittsburgh and ultimately making a decision to come here.
Brandon Tanev joining us here, Fan Morning Show. I know whenever Hornquist re-upped, and I know whenever there were some other guys that signed, they said what was appetizing about the Penguins, of course, the chance to play, of course, to win a Stanley Cup, but all the little stuff when you visit, the way they do the lunchroom, the way your locker's configured, the way that the practice facility mimics the game day skate and the game day rink and everything. Is it true in that can really push free agents into Pittsburgh, all the little details, the way that the Penguins do things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you go to an organization that's first class, such as Pittsburgh, it makes everything easier, you know, how they treat everybody in the organization from top to bottom. You know, it means something, and that's a factor into definitely making the decision to come here.
What's it mean to you that guys like you and Dominic Cahoon were brought in by Jim Rutherford sort of for the purpose of, I guess, breathing new life is probably not the best way to put it, but bringing in intensity back into the room and the chase for a cup that at least the GM expressed may not have existed at the same level after winning back-to-back cups?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, any opportunity you get to go to a new team, you want to come out and play your game, you know, play the game that makes you successful. And, you know, in particular, mine is, you know, being an energetic, physical, you know, fast-paced player and getting on forecheck and banging bodies a little bit, as you can say. It's really exciting, you know, to have that opportunity to come here. And it all starts tomorrow, so I know everybody has a smile on their face in the dressing room ready to go for that.
Tell me with the coaching staff, tell me with Mike Sullivan, with Gonch, with Mark Recchi, with Jacques Martin, do you know where you stand in just your short time here? Is this a one in which, because I know a lot of people have talked to this, you might not like what they say, but you're going to know what they think when they talk to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of experience on our coaching staff, and, you know, they're all straightforward with you, and, you know, you go out there and whatever line you're on, I mean, you could be on the first line, the fourth line, you know where you're standing. It's exciting to have that opportunity to play up and down the lineup and to get into things and have the opportunity to play with different line mates.
You were third in the league in hits last year, Brandon. How important is it to you to go out, make contact early? And again, we hear people say that all the time. You want to go out and you want to lay a hit early and set a tone. Is that something that even when you're on, say, a top scoring unit with Crosby and Gensel, that is still of utmost importance to you?
Yeah, I think that's one of my strengths in my game, which makes me successful in getting on the forecheck. I think, you know, I have the ability to get in with my speed and create turnovers and playing a physical game. And I think if you play a physical game, it makes the D on the other team, you know, think twice when they go back for that puck if you had got them earlier in a shift or earlier in the game.
I've heard this comparison made before, and I'm curious what your thought is on it. If somebody compared your game to Tom Wilson's game, what would your reaction be?
I mean, he's a pretty physical player, and you know, he's very skillful. You know, I mean, he plays the game hard, and I guess you can compare him to such that we both play a fast and pretty physical game, so we could go with that.
Well, you got Kuznetsov with a good one last year, and we know that people in Pittsburgh hate Washington, and likewise, so you got that going for you. Do you understand just how much we dislike the Capitals in this city?
I'm starting to realize that right now.
Pretty much anybody in the Metro, Brandon, Caps, Isles, Rangers, just especially Flyers. That actually brings up a functional question of, obviously, there are great rivalries that exist when you play for the Jets, but it's... When you get into the meat of the schedule and you're playing the Flyers and then the Caps and then the Rangers, do you come to appreciate the fact that you're on a team where you go into someone else's building and every single night is the night for that team because, well, it's the Pittsburgh Penguins coming to town?
Yeah, I think that's exciting. You know, I mean, it makes the games a little more intense and you can get a little ramped up from the adrenaline's going, but I think... any opportunity to get to put the Pittsburgh Penguin jersey on, it's a great honor. I think it's really exciting, and I can't wait for that to get going tomorrow.
And maybe a couple more hockey questions before we have a little fun. Can you speak to the blue line, and especially Letang and Schultz, and their ability to play almost as extended forwards, and what that can do with keeping the puck in the zone, what that can do with pushing the puck up the ice, and how much faster that makes this hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, they're both extremely gifted offensive defensemen and both have great skill, vision, and abilities to pass the puck and move that puck up the ice. And I think we've seen that in preseason a little bit here, and I think with those guys in the offensive zone, it's easier to put the puck up to the point and get to the net. I think with those guys' shots and ability to make plays, you know, you can find yourself at the net, and they're looking for sticks, and they both have great shots. Definitely put the puck in from the back of the net.
Brandon Tanev, new Penguins winger with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Penguins have gone in this direction the last 4 or 5 years, Brandon, of trying to find guys with really good college experience. You have it, obviously, at Providence. What is it about that college experience that you think gives you an edge over a guy who maybe, you know, went from juniors straight into the minor leagues or even from juniors straight to the NHL?
I think for myself personally, I think it just gave me the opportunity to grow and mature as a person, both on and off the ice. I think when you're in college, there's a pretty strict schedule when it comes to class and your athletics. So it's a good balance. I think that prepares you getting ready for whatever step you take in direction you want to go in, you know, that being such for myself, like continuing to play hockey. But I think it grows you as a person and it teaches you how to work and play the game right. And I think that was a big thing for myself.
Brandon Tanev, a couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, let's open it up a little bit. Dumoulin dogged you yesterday on our airwaves. I got to be honest. He was all over you about your fantasy football team. This is interesting. Are you in it? Is there some big fantasy football league in the... in the locker room?
Yeah, we do have a pretty good fantasy football league.
He said, now, and these are his words, not mine, you're the guy constantly trying to make trades, constantly trying to change your team, constantly trying to do stuff, and he's absolutely tired of it. What of that?
I think he's upset because he sent me a couple trade requests and I haven't accepted them and I won't counter them back. He seems to want a lot of players on my team. I got a couple good ones. But I'm not letting him go, and I think he might be a little bit upset. That's why he said that stuff.
You can't trust those Patriots fans, Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a guy from Boston. Come on. Well, who's been scoring you points on your fantasy football team?
I've had a lot of injuries recently, so Marlon Mack running back on Indianapolis. I got a pretty good kicker as well, but right now I'm fighting a couple injuries and looking to get those guys back in the lineup and hopefully I can play Dumoulin here and show them what a real team looks like.
Brandon, when you're pointing to the kicker as your fantasy football success, you might be a bit behind the eight ball.
I think that's the case, definitely.
Well, to bring it back, one more for you, though. To bring it back and kind of make this a little bit serious, when you have a room like that, when you have it light and you have Dumoulin joking around about fantasy football and you have people keeping it light all the time, I know that Hornquist always keeps it light. Sid's in the middle of it all the time. Gino is always up for fun. How much better of an atmosphere does that make it when you can do that on the off days and then you're all together for game day? It feels like a great room in there.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. I think when you have as many guys as we do with the experience we have in the locker room and everyone keeping it light, it makes it fun to come to the rink. Everyone's got smiles on their face, but we know when we step on that ice, everyone's all business. But when you have the opportunity to come in the dressing room and have a laugh or keep things light, I think that goes a long way when it goes to playing on the ice.
Brandon Tanev, new forward for the Pittsburgh Penguins. We appreciate it. Tomorrow night against Buffalo, thank you so very much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, thanks, Brandon.
Really good stuff from Brandon.
He's
going to
fit
it.
In
I love it.
Real well in Pittsburgh because both of his grandparents, Eastern European descent, Macedonian. So just, the guy's going to he's gonna look like a Pittsburgher.
It's going to be interesting. He'll start, one would think, with Gensel and Crosby on that top line, I would think. If not, when it's all shuffles through, and you know that Sullivan won't be able to help himself, at some point, Simone will be on the top line, at some point, Hornquist will be on the top line, Galchenyuk, Malkin, and Tanev is not all bad. I have a feeling that'll happen at some point.
Sully's going to juggle everybody.
While Rust is out, you know, you have a lot of things. It is going to be, as Sullivan always does, it'll be pairs, and then it'll be someone else. It'll be that off forward.
But I think the interesting comparison, and the reason I've read it before, and the reason I brought it up, to the comparison to Tom Wilson, is because you've got a fast guy who likes to throw his body around, but who still has some offensive skill. And Tanev does have it. It hasn't shown really yet at great length at the NHL level.
He's had a hat trick in the NHL. He scored. He could score here and there for sure.
But they're giving him an opportunity to play that role on a line with Gensel and Crosby to start things off. And if he latches on to that early, then I would think it would be hard for Sullivan to get away from a guy with that much energy on a line with Crosby and Gensel.
The idea, too, that it can create space for Gensel and Crosby is just so appetizing. And it can also keep people off of those two guys. I love it. I like starting it there. But the choices, though, that Sullivan does have in the makeup, especially down that right side, because it's going to be Gensel and Crosby. Cool. It'll be Galchenyuk and Malkin. It'll be McCann and Bukestad. It'll probably be Simone and Bluger. But then what he has on that other wing, whether it's Cahoon, whether it's Aston Reese, whether it's Hornquist, Tanev, whenever Russ comes back, I think it's really interchangeable.
He's got a ton of wingers that can play more than just one wing,
yes,
which is important to shuffling things around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.